I'm Tom Martin with a preview of this week's edition of Eastern Standard. Did you sleep?
I can't sleep fast enough.
Jim Host is our guest for the entire hour of this week's edition, sharing stories from his memoir, Changing the Game, My Career in Collegiate Sports Marketing. The book was released in hardback last year at the peak of round one of the coronavirus pandemic. Now the University Press of Kentucky is releasing it in paperback. And we quickly realized that it would be impossible to contain this remarkable life story in a short interview. It's a story that begins with a passion.
I grew up just in love with baseball. I used to listen to every single baseball game that was on the radio as long as I can remember when I was 6 or 7 years old.
A hardscrabble childhood in the Seneca Nation town of Salamanca in western New York, Iron Gate, Virginia, Pawpaw, West Virginia, and finally Ashland, Kentucky, where the schools may have been segregated by race and religion, but baseball was common ground.
Not only didn't know the difference, didn't care about the difference. All I wanted to do was play with the best.
He couldn't get enough of those amazing play-by-play announcers on the radio, imagining someday becoming one of them.
I would go down the street and describe leaves on the trees as if I was doing play-by-play.
That love of baseball propelled Jim Host. He played for UK and dreamed of becoming a major league pitcher and was making his way up the minor league ladder until a fateful game in Cedar Rapids.
Probably 16 or 17 strikeouts and had the other team in the palm of my hand. And I came out in the eighth inning, bottom of the eighth, and threw, and it went up into the screen. And the manager, who was a former major league pitcher, Ira Hutchinson, came out and he said, "What'd you do?" And I said, "I don't know." By that time, I could feel there was something wrong with my arm, and I had blown what they called the deltoid strap. Today, it would be the labrum, and I didn't know that, and they didn't have anything to fix it, so I went in. By the time I got to the locker room, I couldn't lift my arm, so they sent me to a best doctor in the Lincoln area after the next day, and he shot it full of cortisone, and he said, "Go home and rest it. You'll be fine in the spring." Well, to this day, I still can't throw because I'd never had it operated on. So my career in baseball was finished.
But that did not finish a continued focus on baseball in particular and sports in general. Host managed to win the radio rights for UK athletics and build a network that blanketed the Commonwealth.
I traveled to every county in this state.
And from there, the rights to broadcast and publish the programs for NCAA tournament games, signing corporate sponsorships, fundamentally altering the future of college athletics. And yes, he does discuss his views on controversial name, image, and licensing, or NIL, allowing student athletes to profit from their personal brand. Host also got into the travel business and politics, campaigning for the re-election of Senator John Sherman Cooper.
He was not a right wing or a left wing. He totally taught me that you have to look at every issue not on what it is good for the party or good for you. Is it good for the Commonwealth and is it good for the country? And I've always operated under that model ever since he told me that. It's why I have trouble today with the ideology of what's separating our country.
Host served as Kentucky Parks Commissioner and Commerce Secretary, was instrumental in the creation of the Kentucky Horse Park, as well as Central Bank Center, home of Rupp Arena, and have only scratched the surface. The full story is this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m. here on 88.9 and on our mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.